First of all, I just want to say I'm alive. And you're all witnesses.
Israel, out of anger for what's taken place in the Middle East, has violently lashed out at a major facility known as the South Pars gas field in Iran. The United States knew nothing about this particular attack, and the country Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it. Unfortunately, Iran did not know this, and thus justifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's LNG gas facility. No more attacks will be made by Israel pertaining to this extremely important, valuable South Pars field.
Basically, for context, the United States made it clear they were not going to target Iran's energy infrastructure. Israel ignored this and carried out yet another attack. Then Iran retaliated on Qatar's own energy facilities, causing dozens of billions in damages.
Prime Minister, given the escalation of attacks on US allies across the Gulf, given the spiraling energy costs, the US service personnel killed in this war, many Americans are asking that question, whether you misled their government into starting this war, and for how long should Americans keep paying the price?
Big questions.
Well, I misled no one. As far as oil prices rising, spikes, you know what a spike is? It goes up and goes down. The Americans are working very hard to open the straits, and if they succeed, then oil prices will come down. I talked to many American friends. They're not clueless. They understand this. Some don't. They said, let's stay out of this. It's not our war. It's not our problem. Maybe it's only the Jews. Have we learned nothing? Absolutely nothing in these 80 years? We cannot see the danger that...
You've also indicated today that you made a commitment to President Trump not to strike these oil and gas facilities in the future. Should President Trump come to you one day and say, oil prices are too high, it's time to end this war, will you listen to him? And
that's a good question.
Do you need the United States to continue this campaign?
Wow.
I don't think any two leaders have been as coordinated as President Trump and I. He's the leader. I'm, you know, his ally. The model ally.
Nope.
That's how they call him. The model ally. And against all the vilifications that are leveled at Israel, Israel is sponging off America and all that. No, it's not. Israel is...
Yeah.
Brave country. Resolute country.
And almost like they're rage baiting. Is this the... I think this is why so many people push against the war. It's almost like they're rage baiting. Is this the... Yes.
Well, history proves that, unfortunately and unhappily, Jesus Christ has no advantage over Genghis Khan. Because if you are strong enough, ruthless enough, powerful enough, evil will overcome good. So you have no choice.
The unwavering fealty to Israel. Can't you see that people are getting alienated by this?
They called Israel the model ally.
Nope.
That's how they call it, the model ally.
The model ally, huh? Yesterday.
No more attacks will be made by Israel pertaining to this extremely important, valuable South Pars field.
2 weeks ago.
Breaking, the U.S. is dismayed by Israel's attacks on 30 oil depots on Saturday. Wait, is this a real video?
8 months ago.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?